Hi, Summer. Hey, this is Mark Sharpaletti again. Sorry for all the back and forth, but it is a little complicated. 235 here. I did just speak with an attorney that I found in the harbor who can do the deed work, and she said that she educated me some that based upon the way the way life estate agreement is, mom actually has a vested interest. So, in addition to us being deed holders, some percentage of the value of the home is mom's as well. So even though she's not quote a deed holder, she does have a vested interest in the property, therefore could be sued. So she has an exposure. The way we had it before over the years, last decade, where mom was always the insured, and then I was an additional insured in Daryl, and then Daryl passed, you made me an insured as well. That sounds like it was the recommended proper way, let's call it recommended way by the attorney, because mom does have exposure on the property. So I think the nuance here, the complication is because it's a life estate, we need to make sure we set this up properly to get proper liability coverage. So sounds to me like the way we were doing it before actually was correct. I know you're relaying different information now to me. But that I think we had it was actually proper. Mom was always the insured, and then over time we added us. So I need to talk through this a little bit more, potentially shop for other carriers, maybe other carriers, et cetera.